There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
Love is not grown in the market. Love is not sold. Love is not grown in the garden. Love is not sold in the market. He who wants it, king or commoner, gives his head and takes it. Narrow is the lane of love. Two will never fit. When I was, the Lord was not. Now he is, I am not. That's one of the love poems of one of the greatest mystics of India, Kabir. Love is not grown in the market, nor so in the garden, nor sold in market. If you want it, whosoever you are, king or commoner, give you a head and take it. Narrow is the lane of love, two will never fit. Prem gali, ati. Sarkari, jame do na samaye. When I was, the Lord was not. Now he is, I am not. The flute of the infinite is played without ceasing, and its sound is love. When love renounces all limits, it reaches truth. How widely the fragrance spreads. It has no end. Nothing stands in its way. The form of this melody is bright like a million suns. Incomparably sounds the vina of the notes of truth. A man comes to Ramanuja and asks him, how should we love God? How should we love God? Ramanuja asks him, have you ever loved anybody? The man said, never. I am always in search of God and to love God. And I despise loving human beings. That came the answer from Ramanuja. Then you cannot love God. If you cannot love human beings, how can you love God? If you cannot love the ones who are visible, how can you love the one who is invisible? Love is not just power, but love is a divine experience. Love is the divine energy. And when that energy flows in you, it cannot remain stagnated. The energy will overpower you. The energy will overflow you. And it will spread out. And spirit is powerful than matter. And soul is powerful than body. And consciousness is more potent than the assemblage of this body. So, when love takes birth in heart, it will start affecting everything. It will start affecting you, your body, your mind, and not just you, but the people around you, the objects around you. When one heart sinks, others cannot remain intact. When one heart sinks, it will affect. Love is an infectious disease, highly contagious. And when the divine love is born in the heart sings. And when the divine love overpowers the heart dances. And this dance of the cosmos, this dance of the heart, cannot remain at one place, but it will go out. It will reach animate and inanimate objects. So much so that even the stones will start singing. Even the stones would start singing. And we have heard in Sakar Murli's songs like Geet Gaya Pattharoni. Stones are singing. What songs they sing? The same song that your heart sings. Love is the divine energy. The upsurge of the divine energy of love is boundless. And when this energy is born, you are no more the same person. Everything changes. The arrows of anger and passion and violence cannot affect the armor of love. That's why they say, create that energy of love within you. You are doing something. You are pouring your heart into it. You are pouring your entire energy into it. And that work, that seva, that service, that duty, that task, that deed undergoes a cataclysmic change. Work alone is just your duty or obligation. But when the work or deed is coupled with love, it becomes divine act. A divine act that will influence the entire divine play. Everything will get affected. Matter cannot be stronger than spirit. So love is an energy, a spirit. It will affect. Towards the beginning of the last century, there was a man. He was called Father of Horticulture, Luther Burbank. He did one experiment with plants, and that was one of its experiments ever done in the history of humankind. He started working on plants. He would talk with plants. He started loving those plants. And his most famous experiment is the experiment on cactus. You must have seen cactus plant. It has got a lot of thorns. So he started talking with the cactus plant and saying, for 6 years he worked. Oh cactus, I love you. Oh cactus, I love you. I want you to be without thorns. The first human dialogue with the animal kingdom. You can see on internet his picture. He is standing with a cactus plant which is thornless. Spineless. He kept communicating with plants. He kept talking with plants. He kept loving those plants. And those plants listened to his voice. And a friendship was created between plants and humankind. So plants listen. So if plants can listen, stones can also listen. It is not just about stone, but it is the stone-hearted humankind. It is the stone-hearted human beings. Even they melt. Even they melt. When they see the energy of love. Love is the greatest weapon to win your enemy. It is not by fighting. It is not by force. You cannot coerce anybody to love you. To follow you. To obey you. But love can do that. It is not about loving human beings alone. It's loving everything which is there. What is there? Everything under the sun, including the sun. Love is that highest energy. There was one brother, and Dadi Nirmal Shanta was distributing toli, and he came inside, and there was cold breeze coming inside. So he closed the door, window, and he left. So Dadi sent a message to get that brother back. And that brother was called back. And Dadi said, "My dear brother, the window should not be closed with so much noise. It should be closed gently with love and start loving even the objects. It is not just about loving humankind, but everything you do, that should get suffused with the energy of love. The atmosphere should inundate with love. The flood of love, the inundation of love." A man came from Germany just to meet one Indian saint. He wanted to know the divine mysticism of India. He wanted to know the esoteric philosophy, the tantras, the mantras, the deep, the mysterious. So he took out his shoes and opened the door and said, "May I come in?" The master who was sitting inside said, "Yes, come." And he sat. He said, "I have come all the way from Germany to collect nuggets of wisdom from you. Please enlighten me." The saint says, "First go outside and seek pardon from your shoes and the door. Then only I'll teach you." He said, "What?" The saint said, "I said what you heard. Go and ask for forgiveness. The way you took out your shoes, there was so much anger in you. The way you opened the door, so much noise. First go and ask for forgiveness." The man goes out. He had no other way out. He had no other option, because he had come from Germany only to meet this saint. So he went out and said, "Oh, my shoes, pardon me." And he said, "Oh, door, I ask for forgiveness." And whilst doing this, he was thinking, "What I am doing, what sort of foolishness is this? It is sheer stupidity." But then he said later on that after doing this thing, I had felt such a deep solace, such a deep tranquil feeling within me, such peace, such ineffable peace. A loving heart carries the highest frequency, vibrational frequency. It's not about loving this person or that person. It is about love. It is not about even loving God. It's about the energy of love, which is manifest. Love is divine energy. Love is not about attachment. Attachment is ground. Love is sky. Attachment is going down. Love is flying up. Attachment brings you down. Love unbinds you. Love unclutches you. Love is disentanglement. Attachment is eternal imprisonment, while love is eternal liberty. Love comes in the category of divine virtues, while attachment comes in the category of vices. Attachment surrounds around one person or two persons. Attachments are selfish. Attachments are vicious. Attachments are psychological horrors. Hitler had created so many chambers to kill people. He would put those Jews into those chambers and burn them alive with electricity. They were known as Nazi chambers. Attachment also creates psychological chambers. And you keep on burning with desires, with passions, with unfulfilled expectations. A loves B and B loves A. They call their bond as love, but it is never love. It is pure attachment, because it is filled with so many expectations and hopes and desires and passions. In fact, they have no idea about what love is. They are using the word love, and love is bodiless, and love has no business with body. Love is bodiless bird that flies up, and attachment is embodied bird that is chained. So, love carries the highest vibrational frequency. Love for what? Love for everything. Love for the divine. When the love for the divine takes birth in your heart, you start loving everything. Everything that life presents. There is no hatred for anything. There is no dislike for anything. The moment you connect with the seed, the eternal living seed, automatically you start loving the entire tree. That's why when a loveful heart sings, everything around him sings. Stones start stinging. Stones also start singing. Stones also start dancing. Saint Francis of Assisi has a deep love for all animals. Hello, brother donkey. How are you? Hello, sister bird. How are you? Oh, brother duck. When did you come? I didn't see you. When Saint Francis would walk, he was once upon a time giving a sermon in church, and there was so much noise made by birds. And he went out and said, "Oh, birds, stop, let me finish." And they all stopped and they obeyed him. Wherever he would walk, peacocks, other birds, they would flock around him. They would also understand the vibration of love. Love is not just virtue or power. Love is energy. Love is energy. And that energy cannot take birth in your womb unless and until you are connected with the ocean of energy. And God is the ocean of energy. So when you connect with that ocean, with that Satyam, the Shivam takes birth in you. And everything becomes Sundaram. Everything becomes beautiful. So what are the methods of love cultivation? Connect to the source. Connect to the source. You don't have to borrow love. You don't have to snatch, steal, rob love. You don't have to grow love in gardens. Love is not sold in the market. And rarely you will find it on social media. It is not so cheap. It is a very costly commodity. So connect to the source, to God. Connect to nature. You will be filled with love. Because everything in the nature is so much loveful. You go and sit in silence in some mountains and you feel that immeasurable peace. Why? Because everything is giving. Everyone is giving. The sun is giving. The plants are giving. The earth is giving. The gush of air is giving. The mountains are giving. The streams, the rivers, the valleys, the mountains. Everything they are giving. That's why the vibrational frequencies are high. And go and sit in the supermarket. And go and stand at the airport and go in the mob. The vibrations are so low. Why? Because everybody is taking. Not just taking, they are snatching, robbing, killing each other. That's why the vibrations are so poor, so low. And in nature, there are high vibrations. The birds listen to their songs, the chirpings of the birds, the melodies of the birds. The clouds, when they move, they sing. The rains, when it flows, when it descends, it is coming dancing. The rays of the sun, they come dancing on the earth. There is an eternal music. The entire divine orchestra is going on. Just be in sync with that divine music, that melody, that divine symposium, the divine symphony. The second, connect with nature. Third, connect with human beings, everyone. Every soul at its core is loveful. No matter, it must have put a veneer of hatred. But everyone is an incarnation of love masquerading as a demon of hatred. Start loving human beings. Then start loving the work which you do, the seva, the duty, the deed, the acts. Whatever you do, if it is writing, put your whole soul into writing. If you are listening, put your whole soul into listening. If you are serving some patient, if you are helping somebody, whatever seva, whatever work, you are cooking food or preparing food, put love into that. The energy of love. So whatever you do, do it with love. And most importantly, start loving yourself. F-L-Y. F-L-Y. Fly. First, love yourself. That is the greatest love. First, love yourself. We have been taught to love others, to love God, to love nature, but we have forgotten loving ourselves. In the latest, Murali Baba said, have mercy upon yourself. That is the greatest mercy. If you have mercy on yourself, you will not have jealousy, you will not have dislike, you will not have carelessness. You will stop getting impressed by others or even getting impressed by yourself for that matter. So first, love yourself. So start loving your own soul. Loving oneself means to have mercy upon oneself. Loving oneself means not to allow oneself to fall down in the deep, deep darkness of vices. Start loving oneself means start flying. Move up. In yesterday's Murali, there was a statement, some climb, some fall. Yesterday's Sakar Murali. They come into the claws of Maya. Some climb, some fall. So come into the categories of those who fly up, up and up. And while flying, sing, dance, jump. Om Shanti.